from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sooner or later, this may all work out in Pittsburgh's favor, talking about wide receivers. Omar Khan has long been in discussions with other teams about receivers that could be traded. And according to a team source, the Steelers are, quote, convinced they are going to land Ayuk, DK Metcalf, or Tyreek Hill in a trade at some point. Some point likely doing a lot of heavy lifting in that sentence, because some point can be
tomorrow,
3 years from now.
Could be they trade for the right. Tyreek Hill joins the team as a wide receivers coach. DK Metcalf.
Tyreek Hill.
At 40.
There's someone in the Steelers organization who thinks that they can pry Tyreek Hill away from the Miami Dolphins, where if not for missing one game last year, he would have had 2,000 yards, and they seem like they are much happier and feel much better off having paid Tyreek Hill than their starting quarterback right now, who is twisting in the wind without a new deal.
Yeah, I don't get that one. That one made very little
sense. Tyreek Hill. Who is the Steelers? The Steelers team source should be fired. If he honestly is that dense, where they just say to Chris Halicki, I'm going to drop this out there and
see if you run with it. Like one of those test balloons. I don't. The inclusion of Tyreek Hill, if it were just Ayuk and Metcalf, I'd say.
I got to say, no disrespect to the reporter. I never met the guy. I think DK's website, which has been around for 10 years, they do a good job. But if you're a reporter and an insider, a guy that works for the Steelers says to you, Tyreek Hill could be traded here.
I'd want
you
a
have
second
to
source.
Not only that, you have to ask, like, wait a minute. Tyreek Hill is out there? They can actually get Tyreek Hill. Please tell me about Tyreek Hill's availability and what you're hearing on that, because literally no other person in the industry is under the impression that Tyreek Hill is available right now. Not Adam Schefter, not Ian Rappaport, not
I would just need
Dan Graziano, not Jeremy Fowler, not Diana Russini.
I need to do a lot more digging on the Hill part of it. I mean, Ayuk is, everybody knows they've been talking about
Ayuk. And Metcalf just feels like a thing that Steelers fans want.
Or they're making the connection because he and Russell Wilson
yes.
work out together, and they apparently liked playing together. But the Tyreek Hill thing is the one that sent my head spinning sideways. It really is. He seems like he would be one of the most untradeable players in the league.
He seems to be one of the few players in the NFL where the team that has him believes that the wide receiver is more valuable than the
Correct.
Quarterback. This whole discussion of does the quarterback make the wide receiver or the other way around, he is the one guy that people are fairly convinced in that relationship with Tua is the much more important player.
Jefferson was that way probably with Cousins. There's very few examples of it, though. It almost always exists the other way around.
Is there a personal thing there that we don't know about? We had a guy call in and say he just had another kid from another woman, which is true. Is that why they're trying to get him out of Miami?
I don't even know if they are trying to get him out of Miami.
Well,
that's the
yes,
point.
That is the point, because literally no one else in this football world where we have the Dove Kleimans and Ari Myroffs and ML Football and all of
Blocked
these sites
by ML Football
are constantly looking for football content.
PFT, Florio.
You would think something like this, if true, that Tyreek Hill is on borrowed time in Miami, would make worldwide football news. And here is someone from DK's website who gets from a Steelers source that the Steelers might actually be able to trade for Tyreek Hill. What did Kansas City give up for Hill? Wasn't it multiple first-round picks?
Miami gave it up.
What Miami gave Kansas City for him.
I believe it was a pair of firsts.
So someone from
it was a bounty.
So someone from the Steelers thinks that this organization is willing to give up multiple first-round picks for Tyreek Hill?
He's not even young. But I know he's not shown any sign whatsoever of slowing down, but it's very hard for me to fathom. I don't want to be offensive about it. Just I think that's almost...
If you stop the report at Ayuk and DK Metcalf,
I think
people...
It's like Ayuk is dog
do
bites,
believe
man.
It and want to believe it.
The Hill thing is just out of left field.
They think it's true and they hope it's true.
The Hill thing's out of left field. I just have an impossible time believing that. He cost the Dolphins their 2022 first, 2022 second, 2022 fourth, 2023 fourth, and 2023 sixth round pick.
And they're gonna turn around and trade him to the Steelers.
For what?
For at a loss and not get that much back in a trade. When they've made the playoffs the last couple of years and haven't won a playoff game, and they're trying to figure out if their quarterback is the real deal or not with an offensive coach, I'm nonplussed by this. We should ask this Chris. I don't think we're allowed to have DK people on, but I would be very interested in following up with this person and saying, right now, no offense, dude, I think you're on drugs for reporting this. Can you please tell me that I'm wrong?
How many people are you hearing this from in the organization?
Well, he didn't say plural, so I'm guessing just one person told him this.
I wouldn't go with it if it was one person. Would you? Even if you thought it was a very good source.
It depends how I phrased it. I think you can phrase it in a way where with one person you can report it. But I don't know if I would say put it as firmly as the Steelers are convinced they can get Tyreek Hill in a trade at some point.
Was it convinced they can or convinced that they will? I think it was convinced that they will land.
The Steelers are convinced they are going to land.
That's right.
Ayuk,
okay.
Metcalf,
that's
or Tyreek Hill in a
they
trade.
They will. So you read that story, and you come away thinking the Steelers are convinced that one of those three players will be wearing black and gold.
I honestly think that the list that Alan Saunders put out from Steelers Now is a much more realistic list today. I don't know if you saw it.
No, but I saw Neil Coulong echoing my McLaurin idea. Trade for him.
Did he put Highsmith in there and just completely steal it from you?
No, but I guess he claimed he had been saying it for a while, and Neil's pretty good at his job, so he might.
I don't
well
know
have
if
been.
I know him.
Neil Coulong?
Yeah.
He's been covering them for a very, very long time.
Okay.
But he could easily have had that because he's a smart guy. And yes, I'm putting my opinion over there as a very smart one. I didn't see Allen's list, but give it to me. I want to.
So Saunders wrote an article.
I think could happen here.
Well, Saunders wrote an article that said wide receiver market is quiet. But what players could Steelers land late in camp? Meaning guys, because Cortland Sutton got locked up by the Broncos, so he's out of the mix now too.
Yep.
These are the names he rattled off. Juju.
No thanks.
John Michie, Noah Brown, or Robert Woods in Houston. One of those guys getting cut and being the odd man out.
Michie has what, decent pedigree. Obviously beat cancer, so he's an inspirational story. But he's with Tank Dell and with
Diggs and Collins.
Nico Collins might be the best of those three.
Yeah. But he's saying they're probably a numbers game in Houston.
No, I know.
Robert Woods is old as balls.
Mechie's the one that would interest me of those guys.
I agree with what Saunders wrote about Woods, too. He said it would feel like acquiring Allen Robinson all over again.
Correct.
Treylon Burks in Tennessee.
He's a physical specimen who's supposed to be just a bull.
Well, yeah, they thought he was going to replace A.J. Brown.
They also thought he was going to be like a combo of A.J. Not he wasn't going to take handoffs, but like Deebo Samuel physically, Brown physically, and he's never taken off. You could always wonder about quarterback situation there, but it's not like the Steelers have a very settled one.
And then Sky Moore, Justin Ross. I would say more about that, but Pat Benatar's warming up. Hold on. I don't know if people can hear.
I will say this.
Us.
If fantasy football dynasty leagues were any indication, I would be the one saying you should give up something to get Justin Ross. That's a guy with major injury red flags, but the talent was never, never, never questioned.
Text us on the Edgar Snyder Associates fan text line. We're live at, as you can hear, a concert is going to break out at HM3 CareFest 2024, Pat Benatar tonight. We've got big guests like Mark Cabali in an hour. Stay tuned. It's the PM team on the fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Malzi, maybe this Chris Halicki from DK Pittsburgh Sports was onto something, because breaking news, Tua Tagovailoa has signed a contract extension with Miami, therefore making Tyreek Hill expendable. For Tua, it's $53.1 million a year on a four-year contract, over $200 million. He is now the third highest paid quarterback in the NFL. Joe Burrow won at $55 million. Trevor Lawrence, two at 54.9 something million, and then two at $53.1 million.
Who else is in the? Is Jared Goff in the 50 plus club?
He is. He's making 53.
Who would you rather have for $53 million, two or Jared Goff? I'd rather have Goff.
Me too. Well, how about this? Who would you rather have in this situation? Tua, $53.1 million.
Yep.
T.J. Watt, Minka Fitzpatrick, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, all make a combined 52.3
the latter
million.
I'd rather have the other four.
You get a Hall of Fame edge rusher, an all-pro safety, and two lottery ticket quarterbacks for less than the Dolphins are paying to it. I'm telling you, man, I know the salary cap's going way up.
I
agree. Well,
of McDaniel. I think McDaniel and Hill and Waddle, like, he's got great skill and he's got great coaching. He throws a pretty ball. He does. But I don't think he is a great quarterback by any stretch of the imagination. The Steelers went in there when they were cooking that first year for Kenny Pickett, and they more or less shut him down.
They did.
They should have won the game. They dropped a bunch of interceptions. They throttled Miami in that game, that offense.
Yep.
And they made him look very mortal. That's crazy. But it does
salary
make
caps going up, and every time one of these quarterbacks that's good
gets paid,
comes up for a new deal, they want to get paid close to top dollar, and teams are so scared to death. Look at the Dolphins, the guys between Marino and Tua. Can you name some of them?
Jay Fiedler on the roof.
Yep.
Ray Lucas. Cleo Lemon, I believe, played for them. Hold on, I'll name some more here. I'll get more.
How about our boy Gus Frerotte?
Gus Frerotte was in there. I forgot about old Gus.
Listener of the show. Gus, we miss you. We haven't talked in a while.
You think he's listening right now?
Could be.
I thought I would get you pretty good with Ray Lucas, Jay Fiedler, Cleo Lemon as like a
starting. How about Dante Culpepper?
Oh, yeah. They picked him over Breeze.
They did.
Man, how does that change the fortunes of the NFL if they go with Drew Breeze
and
there
Saban
instead?
Saban has Breeze instead of Culpepper.
Although Culpepper was kind of nice early in his career,
he was
man.
Shot at that point. Yeah.
Remember, though, he was doing the old he was doing the traveling celebration?
That's the move I'm trying to teach Stella as part of Patty Cake. She doesn't have that one down yet.
Really?
No.
Eh, she'll get it. She's such a sharp
player. Donnie, any other Dolphins starting quarterbacks
Hold
you want to?
I'm leaving some out there. Didn't Pennington play for them?
Yes, he did. He won did. Comeback Player of the Year with them.
That's what I thought.
In 2008.
Fitzmagic played for everybody, so yeah.
I feel like we're missing some classic Remember Some Guys candidates here still with them. Do you have them all written down, Pony?
I have the guys you've named so far. I threw Fitzpatrick in there.
I know. There's a couple more that I think we are legitimately
missing.
I'm pulling
it up here.
Donnie, tell us the list of guys they've had who have played any kind of significant time, and tell us if there's any obvious ones we're missing.
So after Marino, I know you guys said Fiedler. A.J. Yep. Feely played a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Touch me, feel me.
How about 2006, I know you guys mentioned Culpepper, but who actually started 11 games for those Dolphins? Joey Harrington.
Oh, my God, dude. Did you remember that?
I did, actually. The reason why I remember that is because that was in this book about Saban that came out a few years ago, pointed out, like, the guy had a pretty good Saban being. If you consider who played quarterback for him those years in Miami,
I know,
didn't do a bad job.
All of those stories about how much those players hated him and disrespected him just way outweighed any kind of attempt to explain why he was a failure.
There's also a couple of I wouldn't say blatantly obvious, but guys, we should absolutely know. I mean, Tannehill was there for a couple of years.
Oh yeah, I didn't even think of him. Henny, yeah.
Jay
Cutler. Fake John and Robinson laugh somewhere. Jay Cutler.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's where the famous
1 year came out of retirement.
I thought that was the famous picture of Jay's helmet getting knocked off, and then he catches it.
Hold
somebody,
on, Pat Benatar's singing one of my
love
favorite songs.
Love is a
here.
Battlefield.
Can you hear that, Donnie?
Oh, I hear it loud and clear.
Let's just breathe it in for a minute here.
She wrote this song about Jay Fiedler.
That's what great broadcasters do.
Let the crowd tell the tale, like Greg Brown did for the Nick Gonzo walk off.
Great tune. Anybody else, Donnie, we're missing out?
I mean, there were guys that started a few games here and there. Like, obviously, Matt Moore. The Steelers know that all too well.
Yeah, playoff game.
Brock Osweiler started 5 games in 2018.
Man, that is rough.
How could we forget 3 games started by Josh Rosen in 2019?
I'll just cut in with a very shameful admission. I really thought Rosen was going to be one of those cases of a guy who quietly did love football and all the eval types got him wrong because they were all like meatheads. Turns out Josh Rosen
sucked.
Also, I think didn't really love football either.
Played against the Steelers in the preseason with the Falcons recently.
Jacoby Brissett started a few games in 21.
You know what? He's another Fitzpatrick type. He's going to end up
You could just throw his name out there for having started games for a team.
Josh Johnson. Right. If you throw out any team in the NFL, you say, I think Josh Johnson, Jacoby Brissett, or Ryan Fitzpatrick has started for that team, you're hitting 2/3 of the league, bare minimum.
See, that's why people have said, and I'm going to make this point
about... Did Ken Dorsey ever play for them or just Miami, Florida?
No, he didn't play for them.
I know he was like with the Niners, but...
That's why I think when people say, if Russell Wilson has a good year, the Steelers will say, thank you, we're just going to go with Justin Fields next year. I disagree with that. I think that it's such a quarterback-starved and hungry league where when you don't have one, you feel the pain of it. And teams go decades, like the Bills after Jim Kelly, the Dolphins after Marino, the Steelers after Terry Bradshaw. If Russell Wilson has a good year and gets the Steelers to the playoffs, I think he's back next year.
I know. I have been somebody that has said that I think that they would let him walk, but it would be in a very thin and narrow window of good season but not great season. I think that viewpoint, though, that you're taking on, like, that they would have on Russ at his age is just such a myopic one for a franchise. He doesn't really show the characteristics of a guy. I know he trains like a maniac to stay in shape, but I would say it's pretty obvious that his career has been on a real decline. as much as people make fun of Aaron Rodgers, he was the MVP of the league not very long ago. And so I think that's just a really myopic, scared way to go about your business if you're a team trying to cling to a guy in his mid-30s because he had a solid season for you.
Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Coming up next, it's a PM Team Friday draft with the opening ceremonies going on. We're drafting the best Summer Olympians of all time. We'll be right back. Here's the Donnie headline. It is time for Pony and Muller Friday Draft, brought to you by no one right now. You could be the first to sponsor this segment. My heart's in it. Donnie's heart's in it. Malzie's heart's in it. Sonny Gray's heart's in it. Your heart care matters. Trust the experts at UPMC. Get your heart screened today. Four Olympians. They don't have to be U.S. They don't have to be American Olympians. They could be from anywhere in the world. They just have to be Summer Olympians. No.
Johan Olav Koss, the cross-country swinger from...
Yes. No Tanya skier. Hardings here, folks.
No Nancy Kerrigan.
I would recommend the movie I, Tanya, though.
It
very
was good.
Good.
It with, was very good.
Margot Robbie in it.
That's a stretch.
Margot Robbie is one of my favorite actresses, Malzie.
Yeah, can you name a bunch of her stuff?
She's in American Hustle.
Got
Does that sound right?
Ones?
I don't know. I made maybe.
He's just talking about her as one of his favorite
Oh, she's
actors.
In Wolf of Wall Street.
Yes, she is. You name any more.
What's your favorite scene of her in that movie?
She's in the Barbie movie.
You're really going after now. Is Margot Robbie one of your favorites because of her just pure acting?
I think she's got it all. I think she's the total package.
She's in Big Short. She does like a very hilarious cameo.
I think she's the Patrick Mahomes of
actresses.
Acting, yeah. Meryl Streep, move over. Here comes Margot Robbie.
Sydney Sweeney, need not apply.
She's on the medal stand, too.
Wow. Wow, it's weird that you have this very specific sort of lane of actress.
I also like Salma Hayek.
Hmm. You? She was great in From Dusk Till Dawn.
All right, Donnie is the first pick. Malzie, two, and I'm coming up the rear third. Donnie, the first pick in the Summer Olympian Draft.
I don't have the chime, guys. I'm sorry. I have no idea where it would be.
Yeah, Pony, you know where the chime is, but nobody else does.
Well, next time we go out on the road, I'll leave it for Donnie.
Why do you try to make it difficult for
I'm
us
sorry.
To find?
Go ahead,
Don. Is it
Don.
A method of control?
Yeah, like 1984. Go ahead, Don.
I'm going with Michael Phelps.
It's the right pick.
The guy's got, what, 28 medals, 23 of them gold?
It's the right pick, Donnie.
Kind of a sad story since. Battled depression.
I think he's come out of it
Drinking
on the right.
Problems.
I think he's come out of that on the right
yeah,
side.
I hope
of things,
so.
Though.
I like Michael
I mean, man,
Phelps,
was he a
although
monster,
he's a Ravens
though.
Fan. The Ravens fan thing annoys the
he
hell out of me.
He was outrageous. He also, I believe, it's not in a technically competitive round. Donnie, if you want to just goof around during the next break on YouTube, Michael Phelps might have held the longest putt in semi-competitive golf history. He was at one of those British links courses for a tournament. He was putting from like 200 feet away and made it. Like you're just like, Jesus. Oh, he's gonna hit a pitch shot into this.
Congratulations
screen.
On all his success.
And it's got the cheeky British announcers like chuckling about it, and then it goes in. Anyway, good pick.
Malzie,
he's
back
the
to
only
you.
Pick. I'm gonna take the guy who I think doesn't have the medal count that Phelps does. But what do we remember moments, right? We remember dominant athletes. Other than Phelps, I don't think there's been a more dominant athlete than Usain Bolt.
Ah! Ah! That was my pick. Oh.
Can you make that sound again? Could you even make it if you tried?
I had already penned him in because I didn't think you were going to go that direction.
What direction did you think I was going to go?
I don't know. Probably some obscure weightlifter from the 1930s.
Paavo Nurmi from Finland in 1920.
I don't know. Damn it all. Damn it!
Easy. Just an absolute breeze to pick him. Oh. He is the that is the sport, sprinting, that lends itself to the most, I think, impressive visuals of the games, because it's just how fast can you go?
Oh, this is another banger right here.
Oh, yes. Wait a minute. What movie do I always... There's a comedy that this is Talladega Nights.
We belong.
Talladega Nights, and yes, when they're running
the
down the track. Yes. This is what I think of.
We belong.
Do you think Pat likes the fact that this has been used for, like, comedic effect? It's a classic.
I think she has to sign off on it.
It's a I know, but it's a power ballad. But it
we
gets,
belong.
I feel like it gets used somewhat ironically in funny movies more than for any other reason.
I asked T-Bird while she was playing during one of our breaks. Do you think she gets tired of singing these songs, having done so for 40 years?
Do you think she gets tired of getting paid money to sing these songs?
Bingo, that was T-Bird's take.
And that was my answer. I said she doesn't get tired of the money. But can you beat this? I mean, being in this
backyard, I feel like we're getting a private...
That's also what T-Bird said. I'm also buying time because I have no idea where I'm going with my next pick.
I just think it's very cool that we get like a private concert here. We get to hear the sound check.
Can't beat that. I love sound checks.
Now it won't have the
wrong. Belong.
Pick your player.
All right, I'm going to take Simone. Simone Biles.
No, he's taking Simone Biles first.
I mean, she's having to go to them before a discipline like the uneven bars and saying, "I'm inventing a new move. I just want to give you
a heads
up on it."
She's the best. She's the best gymnast of this era. There's no doubt.
Then I got to go with my guy Eric Spitz.
Mark Spitz. Eric Spitz is an executive in Odyssey.
Or used to be.
He used to be. What do you do, Eric Spitz? Unbelievable.
Mark Spitz, I mean, the guy.
The staff.
Go read up on Mark Spitz, people.
I've read on him.
You think Michael Phelps is the cat's ass?
He is. He's better than Spitz.
You need to check out Mark Spitz, though. He had that duster.
Didn't Spitz say that Phelps was better than him?
Yeah, well, Phelps is off the board, so I got the second best swimmer of all time. And he stopped swimming and became a dentist.
Respect.
Totally.
Just like Tom Seaver, who did the opposite. He was told he was going to have to become a dentist because he wanted too much money, and then he turned into one of the
greatest pitchers ever. 7 gold medals in the 72 games in Munich. Mark Spitz.
Got it wrong again. It's not Spitz. It's
Jimmy
Spitz. Yeah, Jimmy Spitz.
From NYPD
Blue. Season 3 of Dexter, I remember Mark Spitz. He was great. Rick Spitz, the Duncan Dutchman.
Go ahead, Malsy.
Katie Ledecky.
Who was that?
Most Donnie.
Oh, she's the female swimmer?
Probably
she's
the greatest female swimmer.
Greatest female swimmer
pick.
Of all time.
I didn't even have her on my list.
She is the female Michael Phelps, Katie Ledecky. She's still going. She is an absolute machine. She's like Phelps in that she wants to keep competing, even though she could absolutely rest on her laurels.
That's a very good pick.
She's awesome. She's awesome.
Donnie for two in the Summer Olympian draft.
All righty. My next one, I'm going Carl Lewis.
Oh, I thought about him.
Good one.
And I think I'm going to go right back to the same well. I'm going Jesse Owens.
Oh, man, what a pick in the third round.
Son of a bitch!
What a pick!
What a horrible draft by me again.
I think I could literally take, the worst Olympian ever with my fourth pick. I love where I'm sitting. I just got Phelps, Lewis, and Owens.
Yeah.
Dude.
I picked the freaking dentist.
Donnie, I rarely do this.
Damn it all.
I'm going to make my best effort to pick two really good choices here the rest of the way. But you just, with Jesse Owens, you just completely...
I totally forgot about Jesse.
You just baffled me there.
I'm not going to lie, Chris. I was sitting here with Sonny, and I'm thinking, okay, because I got a bunch of names down here. I'm thinking, okay, Malzy is absolutely going with Owens or Lewis here because Pony left it wide open. You took somebody good. You took Ledecky, who I would have taken my swing around.
I'd rather have Jesse Owens, frankly, than Katie Ledecky.
Go ahead, Malzy.
No disrespect to Ledecky. All right, I'm going to go with a wrestler here, and I'm going to go maybe with somebody people don't think.
Oh, no.
Not a man who won one on a broken freaking neck.
I know who you're taking.
A man who pulled probably the greatest upset in Olympic wrestling history for gold, Rulon Gardner.
Wow, I'm a shocking pick.
He beat a guy who had basically never lost. Do you know the name? The guy's name was Alexander Karelin. You want to talk about Biles having to invent moves? He had a move called the Karelin lift because no one else was strong enough to do it. Rulon Gardner beat him.
Yeah.
That is one of the great upsets in Olympic history.
Gardner falling on hard times, though. I think he had a leg amputated.
He had toes amputated. Frostbite.
Jeez. Frostbite will get you,
but
man.
But don't – come on. You got to respect the upset pick. The guy's an all-time upset pick.
I thought you were going with somebody else, though. All right, I'm going to take Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the Dream Team is like the most famous group of Olympians ever assembled, and he was the face of it.
I know. Was he, though? Barkley was a big deal. He was yelling at all those guys from Angola.
Well, that's right. I mean, I'm not going to reward a guy for making fun of the poor
Angolans. I'm going to tell you right now.
I'm not going to take a guy who tried to create cheap heat with the Angolans.
I'm just going
to
tell you right now. I think it's a tough pick by you because the Dream Team is what gets talked about, and even a guy as famous as MJ.
I can't just say Dream Team.
I'm aware, but that's why I think it's weakened. Any individual guy there just gets wrapped up under the Dream Team banner.
Then I'm taking a guy who sprayed milk all over Donnie at a wrestling event, Kurt Angle, with my last pick. I met Kurt's brother.
I've met
him, too. Big listener of the show.
I've met him, too.
So thank you for the Angle family for supporting us. That's my team, Biles, Spitz, MJ, his airness, and Kurt Angle. Malzi, back to you.
The first perfect 10 in women's gymnastics in Olympic history. I'll take Nadia Comăneci.
Nadia Comăneci.
Romanian gymnast. Come on, Donnie, you know who she
is. How about the girl, no love?
Carrie Strug?
No, no love for, what's her face? From down in West Virginia. Mary Lou Retton. No?
No, I'm going Nadia Comăneci, who I think most people said was the better gymnast.
Man. Donnie, who's your Mr. Irrelevant?
Tony, there will be some love for that little lady down in West Virginia. I'm going to take Mary Lou Retton as Mr. Irrelevant here.
Yeah.
You know who else? You know who I was actually going to take there for a while?
Who?
Bruce Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Well, no, if you were taking the person as a Summer Olympian, you would, wouldn't you be drafting Bruce Jenner Summer Olympian?
True, because that's what.
But will we get in trouble if Donnie wrote that out and you said Bruce Jenner and people would say, like, well, wait a minute, it's Caitlyn Jenner.
I'm just going to put Jenner down.
Well, no, that's not who I'm actually taking.
He's not picking. He's saying Mary.
Oh, yeah,
I picked Mary Lou Retton.
She fell on hard times, too.
I know. You know who we left off the board? That Bumgarner wrestler.
Madison.
Yeah. And
Bruce Bumgarner?
Yeah. He was a brick house. How about Edwin Moses?
We left off that guy, Paavo Nurmi. I'm actually serious. He wasn't even allowed to compete. I read about this guy once. He won every long-distance track event in, like, 1920. They banned him from running another one. Legend has it, he ran it outside the stadium by himself and beat the winner's time by, like, 2 minutes.
Jackie Joyner-Kersee also.
I thought about Jackie Joyner-Kersee. I thought about FloJo. I thought about a lot of different – Michael Johnson in 96,
the
100 and 200, right?
Yep. Absolutely. Those are big ones.
How about, well, she's, I think she's going to do great things. Sha'Carri Richardson this year.
Yeah, but she's got to do it first.
She's got to do it first.
I mean, this
but
was an all-time list.
She's
here.
Unreal.
All right, we'll post and we'll let you vote on who has the best team, best draft. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. We'll let Channel 2 take care of that. Coming up next, the latest on the Pirates trade deadline. They're in Arizona tonight for a huge series. Who are they trading for? Reports coming out of national outlets on who they are scouting. Our reaction to that, plus a new nugget on what the Pirates have up their sleeves as they get ready for the deadline and life without Brian Reynolds this weekend in Arizona.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.